Urologist at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, Dr. Rohan Deshong, is urging men to take their prostate health seriously and prioritize routine screenings. Speaking on NBC Radio, Dr. Deshong explains that an enlarged prostate is an important part of aging. However, he notes that many men avoid seeing a doctor because they do not want to confront potential health concerns.
Having urinary symptoms, likewise, as you get older, is not a problem. In terms of something to be worried about, you should check your doctor to make sure it's not something that's easily treatable, like, for example, an infection, which is common in prostate glands in sexually active men, even young men. Uncommonly, you might have a growth in the prostate called a cancer. That's not common. One in 16 men in their lifetime would suffer from prostate cancer issues. But almost all of those 16 would have an enlarged prostate. But only one of them would actually have cancer. So everybody who thinks that, oh, prostate cancer is the single most, no. Actually, just having a swollen prostate as you get older as a man is much more common than having cancer. I think the cancer issue comes because once you mention cancer or the big C, everybody trembles. So from that point of view, men generally don't like to go and see doctors because they don't want to know what's going on. They're too busy working, taking care of others, and to take care of themselves.
Dr. Deshong also addresses common misconceptions about prostate cancer. He explains that the number of men who die from prostate cancer is overrepresented in the media, adding that for men who are diagnosed and treated early, it's uncommon for them to die from prostate cancer.
Most of the men who develop it would be in their 60s. And if you're diagnosed early and treated properly, you'd be alive 10, 15 years later. And you might have the cancer, but it's not affecting you. What might be affecting you more is things like sugar, that's diabetes, or pressure, hypertension, another type of cancer that's more aggressive than prostate cancer, heart disease, obesity. You die from something completely unrelated to the prostate cancer. So we would say you die with the prostate, not from the prostate. It's uncommon, maybe 10% of that 1 in 16, which is essentially less than 1 in 16. That's less than one man in 100. It's if you want to put it. So let's say, make it easy, maybe 1%.
He further underlines the importance of early screenings, particularly for younger men, as aggressive prostate cancers tend to develop at an earlier age. He underscores that Black men in particular should be especially vigilant due to genetic factors that make them more susceptible.
The Black men started 40 with every year for the first 2-3 years. Based on the level, we might say, oh, don't worry, come in every year, come every 2 years. So I would normally tell the men, do one at 40, one at 41, one at 42. If in those 3 years it's below a certain level, I say then 44, 46, 48, 50.
Every other year.
And then from 50, then we do it every year. But certainly between 40 and 50, you want to pick up those men who might have the type of cancer that can kill you. That is the aggressive type. The aggressive type tends to affect men when they're younger. If we start at 40, we pick up most of these men, hopefully at the very early stages where we can do something that's considered curative, okay, and prevent them from dying in their 40s or 50s.
Urologist at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, Dr. Rohan Deshong. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.